systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems. You happy?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to What's the Topic right here on Active FM. Yeah, with your man, your boy Fearless Eagle right here, and I'm here with my co-host, the man himself.
The man.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
The legend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Spikers.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Nandi. Let's go. The meet the legend. Yeah, so, yeah, today we're going to be doing the most right show, and what's the topic?
We're going to be
taking a look at character. We're going to dive into the whole character, you know, and, yeah, basically build upon last week's show. I mean, last week's show was on another level, man.
Yeah,
enjoyed
yeah.
last week's show.
What yeah, did you yeah. do after that show? Like, after everything we talk about, you know, yeah, we're acting like we're better people than other black people. Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, you
with
know
that information.
Hey, man, it was too much. The way it was so, yeah, on fire. I actually went into the whole, you know, looking at basically budgeting, you know, financing. Yeah, I actually went into the whole financial world and see what's cooking between your upper class, middle class, and low class, you know. So I actually dived into that after the show. And, yeah, I was looking at things like your assets, liabilities, you know, expenses and all those stuff.
I felt so bad, Joe. I was like, hey, let me at least read a book. let me open up something, even if it's 2 pages, at least I can come back and be like, I did something, you know.
I also dived into that. I mean, yeah, I even got exposed to, you know, like your real estate world and, basically investing. Let's just put it that way. So,
But at that time, you know, I'm listening. So, I was looking at that, and I listened to... So, I saw Kanye was doing a podcast. Né? This guy brought a song about opening schools, Joe.
Opening
schools.
And
people are saying this guy's crazy. But the things he's talking about, these are next level things, Joe.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, we have celebrities here in SA, you know? What are these guys doing, man?
They're boxing.
Hey, man. Imagine.
They're organizing boxing matches.
Hey, well, they've been fighting to promote albums, yeah. I'm like, oh, man, these guys here talking. They're building schools, Joe. This nigga's like, he's basically changing the whole school curriculum, as we're saying. You know what we spoke about that... instead of all these things, you know, learning about these SWAC things that they're busy teaching kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And then teach them actual, because the only thing you get from school, actual, basically, well, as I said last, I said maths and English. That's all you, because then you need to communicate basic English.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
maths,
you need to know how to count your money.
Yeah.
Other than that,
language and numbers.
You're not learning much from that space, you understand? Yeah, this guy's changing that. Just taking the same route, the same direction. It's like, yo, this is what I'm doing. What with this school? I'm like, yeah. Imagine, bro. We have SA people. We say they're boxing. And they bet at that as well.
Hey,
imagine you're doing something, you're messing it up. Right.
They're more focused on entertaining the people.
Careful, bro. Once you start rapping, please.
That's for our people behind the scene. One of our rappers, you know.
They most probably know him. Remember how Deca used to talk about this guy all the time.
But I don't think they've seen his face though, because he's been running.
Never seen my face.
He's been running away.
They've never seen my face
for real.
Come on,
we're gonna organize. We'll organize your face. They need to see your face.
No face.
But
no
So yeah, today we're gonna be looking at character, which also, when you look at what Kanye is doing, also it's a reflection of what's happening inside his character, just like our people who are boxing. Yeah, so it's also a reflection of what's going on. We're gonna dive into that. But before we do that, let's jump into our first song, which is by Planet Boom. The title of the song is All Things New. Enjoy. hope you enjoy that. If you didn't enjoy that, I don't know what's wrong
with
you.
Boom.
Uh-huh, Planet Boom right there. Yeah, all things new. Now let's dive into the whole, you
know, before character. We do that, think about the name, Planet Boom. Think about the planet. Say there was a planet that existed, Planet Boom.
Planet Boom.
What do you think?
Right.
You know, Earth means dirt, ne? So when you think of Earth, like, okay, land, soil, what?
Mm.
Planet Boom. Boom, boom.
Ha! Let's move on, man. Let's move. I'm thinking explosions. Yeah, no. Hey, okay.
Oh, that's what you're thinking. I'm thinking explosive boom booms. But anyway.
Yeah. It's fine. Let's move on.
Yeah, as you were saying. Man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So looking at obviously character and all the stuff. Just wanna it's a question that I wanna ask you and hear what you have to say. When you look at individuals, like in societies, wherever, whether you're upper class, middle class, low class, you know, whether you have a house or you don't have a house, the situation that every individual is in, do you think character has a role? It actually plays a role in terms of the situations that people get into?
Yeah, I think it does. Like, in a high regard, even. Because... Also, remember your environment, the environment that you're born in or whatever, builds and shapes your character and your society that you that you find yourself in. It's what builds your character, you know. So sometimes your environment could make you, or it could break you. It's just that's where your character comes to play. So you could either, because think about it, you could be in a situation whereby maybe. You were born into a rich family, ne?
Yeah.
And then your character is that now everything comes to you, so you never have to work for anything. You've never experienced someone say no
hustling,
to you.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now your character, once you encounter situations that don't favor you, you know, and your character will take a toll. Because then it will take a toll on your character, like because you won't be able to.
Yeah.
To understand or like, you know, fathom what's happening, because now like, yo, what's happening? How do I deal with this? And now you might give up easily than a person who's been in a situation whereby they've always have to work hard and harder hustling, thing to get to wherever they have to be.
No, I actually do agree, because I also have the same take in terms of your character, because for the guys that are overseas, we have an area, we basically have a location called Saint on this side.
Hey, there's guys that are here that don't know something.
Yeah, that's actually crazy. Yeah, I was exposed to someone past month, one of the days, I was exposed to someone that didn't know where Sentin was.
Didn't know Sentin.
I was shocked. But both people who are here and overseas. So, one thing that I do see with the guys that most of them, they're at that side. If you bring them here in the south, you know, where people hustle. Mm-hmm. Hey, they see this place as dodgy, and with them, it's...
Because you could be their hustle.
Hey, so, and one of the other things that I noticed was their character. Mm. If you had to leave them in the south, they'll basically fall apart, because they're used to, you know, your high life type of situations where everything is...
But then there's also two types of people that live in that sentence space, you know. Because then there's a person that came from a dodgy area.
Yeah.
But then they made it to your sentence. So when they get there, they can easily blend in.
You see.
So then there's others that can't do that.
Yeah.
You see. Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah, now with those ones that they fall apart, they in the south, they thinking what's going on with this person. Yeah, this person is just used to being in a environment that is not dodgy, get everything how you want and all the stuff. So I actually do think character actually does play, you know, a very important role in every individual's lives. Now if it had to be a situation like for example marriage, do you think like character would actually play come into play in terms of choosing a partner or ending up in a situation where you decide to spend the rest of your life with an individual?
Firstly, I think, because I think the way we describe in character, we only take it from the side of going for something, you know, like working towards something, trying to achieve something and all that.
Yeah.
But also characters, how you manage yourself as a person, you see. So then, see, now, as you ask me, like, you, how does character thing work or correlate with marriage?
Yeah, yeah.
How you are as a person, which is your character, right?
Mm.
How you are as a person will shape or will lead you to the type of person that you want.
Yeah.
Although you'll pick the person that you like based on who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So say I'm a quiet guy, I'm a shy guy. I might want someone that's not the same as me.
Mm.
Might work the other way for another shy person. But let's say I want a person that's more out there so I could live, like, you know, vicariously through them.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a... But your character basically is what shapes...
Yeah.
Or that determines or leads you to the person that you want.
Mm.
Yeah, and also how you handle situations within your marriage. So I think, let's say, you know, you could be shy. Or let's say you're, you know, most reserved guys are said to have a short temper. You see? Yeah, a lot of guys are quite laughing. Yeah. You know? You know, so now most of those guys, they think they fall into a place whereby now it's like character imbalance. Because now, I know you're this reserved person, but now you have short temperament. So now, like, when there's, like, something that puts you in a situation whereby, I don't know, like, you're uneasy. Yeah, it sets you up where now you're uneasy and you need to deal with this now. You don't know how to handle it.
Irritated.
Except this way.
Yeah.
Now your wife is there shocked and all that.
Chai.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's deep right there. Yeah. Yeah, so...
Hectic.
Hey, that's hectic stuff right there. There was a statement that was made that it actually hit me, you know, where I was actually thinking. For me, I was like, yo, that for me, it's true. Mm. But I don't know how you're going to take this. There was a statement that was made saying that... an individual, so let's take, for example, a 40-year-old individual.
Yeah.
If you have a 40-year-old individual that meets a girl, you know, the girl gets pregnant and then runs away.
How old is the girl?
As in a lady.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. The girl was, yeah, like the long term.
They meet.
So meets a lady. Get to know each other and everything, you know, spend a couple of, time, you know, together. And then eventually the female gets pregnant and then he decides to run away and not be there for the child.
That's the guy.
That specific individual, the reason why they ran away is because their character was not on the level of a father. It was on the level of a boyfriend. Would that statement be true? From your side, because for me, I saw that statement as true, because the guy's character wasn't developed on the level of being a father. Hence why when the child came, he ran away. It's like, then, I'm not ready for this.
But I don't think I agree with that, because then the way, look at this, pregnancy, the woman becomes a mother while the kid is still inside their stomach, right? Because then they that's why the connection is more higher with them and the baby than it is with than it will be with the father.
Yeah.
Until the kid is born, the father starts learning to appreciate this person.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kid also, like, reciprocates the same energy.
Mm.
So now I don't think it's about character, it's also about just not wanting to take responsibility. You know? Because then say now as we are now, I could tell that, hey man, if I were to ever, like, right now impregnate some girl, I'll make sure that we follow through with the pregnancy and I'll raise the kid, you know. But then somebody who's not, let's say a prominent person, look at the same, will be in the same situation and be like, hey, I know. Yeah, well, you're like, yo man, here's the money, terminate. Or I'll just give you I'll give you money. Because let's say I don't run away. I give you money to take care of the kid.
Yeah.
But I'm not involved in the child's life. Because I don't want to be there with you. I'm not.
Okay.
Say I'm not prepared for it. I don't want to take responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
For the kid.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So from your point of view, what What's the difference between a boyfriend and someone who has a boyfriend mentality and someone who has a husband mentality, from your point of view?
Boyfriend mentality.
Yeah, so someone who sees themselves as a boyfriend, and then on the other side you have an individual that sees themselves as a father.
As a father or husband?
Husband, father, you know, either, both.
Because you can be a boyfriend and be a father at the same time.
Yeah. So,
but I think boyfriend and husband, I feel like it's the same thing.
Mm.
But then with being a husband, it's just that you're married. Because as a boyfriend, you're dating. You're dating because you can be the person's boyfriend and still be their husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you're still doing the same things. It's just that when you're with husband, it's just that now there's a higher level to it because now there's like some sort of responsibility that you have to the person.
Okay.
It's necessary that you be responsible.
Yeah.
But as a boyfriend, you can mess up and be like, hey. like, hey man, we're not married. You understand that? Like, you have that. The responsibilities aren't as intertwined with as compared to being a husband, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I think. But I feel like they're in the same lane. It's just that the other one is on a higher plateau, maybe.
Yeah. So the other one's on a higher level.
Yeah. Because you're doing this pretty much the same thing. It's just that now you're in the same space. Because when you're married, you'll live together. You'll do everything together. You'll share responsibilities together. Might have a joint account.
Mm.
I don't advise that.
So yeah, basically. From my understanding, based on what you're saying, the two individuals have different ways of reasoning and thinking.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're saying. So the one takes responsibility because I have to, obviously, make sure things are happening.
When you're a boyfriend, you can decide not to, and you can get away with it. But when you're a boyfriend, that's irresponsible of you, man. it's crazy. You can't do, you can't just say, yo.
Yeah.
You can't just leave your house and your wife not knowing where you are. It makes no sense.
It does. I agree with what you're saying, because there's someone there I know that's like, wherever I am, my wife knows. And then I had one of my friends who's like, oh, so you tell her everywhere you go? She's like, he's like, yeah, she, wherever I am, she knows. If it's, I'm like, going to the shop, she knows I'm going to the shop.
Yeah.
And if you had to ask her, where is he at this time, she would tell you.
Your wife is like your boss at home. You report to her, you're like,
yeah.
You could look at it that way. Like,
yeah. Hey.
How was this food? Have you ever told your boss that, hey, they're messing up? No. You always give the best things. You're like, okay, this was nice food. That's how you're like, hey, I'm going to sneak out the house, buy myself some takeaway. Stuff like that.
Okay, anyway. That life also, hey. Yeah, no, that's interesting right there. Yeah, interesting stuff. Do you have any last words before we go into the song?
No. I'm ready for the song. I want to hear
ready for the song? Okay. Yeah, let's dive into the song and, do let us know what you think about, basically everything that we've been speaking about so far. And, what is your outtake, in terms of character, boyfriend, husband, mentality, personality?
What is your character as a person? Like?
Who?
What? No, I'm talking about the listener.
Oh, as in the listener.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying me. I'm thinking. Okay. Here's a track by Reactive, and the title of the track is called Passion. Yeah.
Itself to love you. volume.
This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
So, yeah, obviously looking at different situations. So, like, we take, for example, the whole Kanye West situation where, yeah, he decided that he's going to build.
And he's an interesting character because, you know, the way he goes, man.
Yeah.
Like, you never know.
Yeah, you never know what's coming.
Today is a villain, next day,
yeah,
people are like, yo.
So, hey, I remember even the time when he was running for president. Hey.
It was nice until, I wanted to see that, actually. I wanted to see that.
I think he did get votes. I wasn't following up on him.
Nah, I messed up. Remember the first time, then he said, Trump, what sliver was a choice? And then I had to pull out, and then he came back when, last of last year, no? Nobody cared about him after that.
Hey, so yeah, with like a situation there, he pulled. Obviously, here we got celebrities that are busy boxing and stuff like that. Would you say that also the situation, what they focused on? So, like, let's take ours for example. I don't remember recalling any celebrity that decided, you know what, I'm gonna build a school. Unless you've been exposed to any of them.
Yeah, I think it's also a forgetful memory. But I know one guy.
Situations where, like, a celebrity, you know, obviously, let's take, for example, the Kasi. He came out of the Kasi. He knows how the struggle is there.
Yeah, yeah.
Then makes it in life, you know, becomes a celebrity, but still goes back, you know, to impact the society. And that love, you know, for your people is still there.
Yeah.
But for me, I feel like that's not, like, a common...
Yeah, it's not common. It's not, you see, common. With the SA entertainment scene. Hey man, these people aren't making money. They don't really have much to go around.
Yeah.
Hence, even the biggest rapper might be broke. You know? In SA, that's what you'll find. They decide to not, like, this guy got shot by his thing. MT. It's rough. You see, and you were looking up to him. He was rapping all these things when he was under his record label, what.
Mm.
But now, you see, you can't see the thing, like what he has with him now.
Mm.
But then, there's other guys, like maybe your actors, that have been doing it for a long time.
Mm.
So now those guys, they know how to now branch out to other things.
Yeah.
Like maybe they, you know, go to schools in the hood and all that, be like, yo. I'm hosting acting classes.
Okay.
Maybe they open some stuff at the Market Theater because people don't really go to the Market Theater.
Yeah.
But then they like, okay, let's use this because we have these buildings set up, but then no one's using them.
Yeah.
Then they do stuff like that.
Mm.
And it's very hard because then many people will say they have a foundation, you know, like Mutsipe Foundation.
Yeah.
I know who's this guy had a foundation. Deku Murisa Foundation.
Yeah.
Hey, but I don't know what it's doing. You know, I've never heard someone say, hey, Deku Murisa Foundation. You see things like that.
Yeah.
Imagine you have Oprah. Oprah came from America to open a school here.
Yeah. You get stuff like that. Hey.
Ramaphosa can't. This guy's telling people to buy their own. So they must invest in solar panels. How? And you don't have money. Imagine.
So, okay, yeah. Now, looking at the problems that, let's take, for example, here by us. Yeah, let's take it home. The problems that we have here at home. Is that a consequence of people's characters?
Yeah, we don't have backbones. Stab our people in the back. It's all about me first. Everyone else later or never. I don't care. Let me do my thing. Let me shine alone. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's how it is. We don't really care about the next person. We might laugh together, but deep down, hey, this guy Kreflo told me if he saw me getting beat up, he'd walk away, Joe.
Yeah.
Imagine. This guy's recording my voice. He's recording me.
Hey.
But let somebody beat me up. I'm not saying, yeah. And he's the best person to defend me because, I mean, he's colored, bro.
Hey.
Hey. I'm kidding. But yeah, no, I don't think we have. There's a lot, we don't have characters as South Africans now. Mm. We don't even stand together. We just say Ubuntu, but it's just nice saying it. But we don't
just words.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, basically, if we had to fix the character part, like if every individual's characters had to be sorted, most of the problems that we have, what you're saying is they gonna be gone.
I mean, we'd reduce a lot of them. Mm. Problems can never go away.
Yeah,
but we'd fix a lot of things, man. I think it would be more easier to solve things, because now you'll have someone come up with the solution, but then because let's say I'm Julius Malema, I come up with the solution to this.
Yeah.
But because I follow this guy, or maybe I don't like him as a person, I won't listen to it, but he has a solution. Or maybe Ramaphosa has a solution, but then because of who he is, we don't want to listen. You understand?
Yeah.
So, there's a whole lot of things we need to get through.
And fix also,
Yeah,
no, look, I do agree on the whole character situation. Yeah, if we do get a lot of people, you know, every individuals that exist, if we do get them to sort out their character part, a lot of problems will be reduced. A lot of issues that we have in societies also, most of them, they actually want to disappear. Mm. But like you said, problems don't just disappear.
True.
It takes focus, you know, hard work, dedication.
Is that thing that I was saying, I don't remember someone asked me, I didn't have a proper answer. No? You know, like, what would I do if I were to be a president?
Yeah.
And then I said I'd be a dictator. I'm thinking about it. I'd shut down, like, the internet. I'd cut people off from the outside world so that we can focus on... Serious, bro.
So
that, I'd sort of focus on being South African. You know, like, we're here. And that's one... It's one thing that's slowing down our progress is that we're trying so hard to be like America.
Yeah.
Look at every South African... Look at the sports... Let me say the sports people. Man. Let's say in soccer.
Yeah.
You get men of the match.
Yeah.
They interview you. You know you don't know English. What you gonna do? You gonna speak that English. Chow you. And you're being interviewed by another black person who understands what you're gonna say.
Yeah.
The people that watch you are mostly black. I don't think white people really care about the PSL. I don't really. They just maybe invest in it because, hey, it's money. But then, who are you talking to? You're talking to me, a person that's watching you. And most guys that, I mean, but most people that are living proper, they don't even watch the PSL. Black people. So the black people that are watching you on PSL probably want Basikas. You understand?
Yeah.
Majority, let me say that.
Yeah.
But then you still want to compromise yourself and speak in a language that nobody really cares about. So maybe I cut off the whole
internet
thing whereby we're watching, or maybe I make sure that whatever's on the internet must be South African. So we're just pushing South African agenda. Must flood them with that thing. Like, even when you go overseas, I'm sure these guys, I was thinking about it, but imagine if Casper meets like another, let's say, meets J. Cole. What accent is that guy going to speak? He's going to sound like an American. And J. Cole will be confused, like, yo, man, you're from South Africa. But you don't sound like it. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, to an extent, in terms of wanting to be like America, I do agree with that. But cutting it off, man. Nah, you know, there's some companies that run off the internet.
That's why till this day we all believe that America is the best country in the world. Propaganda.
Yeah,
all their movies. All those, they put out the movie, you watch them. Music, we listen to them. They influence culture. So everyone is abandoning who they want to be. In fact, the way we dress up is American. The swag and everything.
Yeah.
That's why now Amapiano's popping. We're shocked that, hey, this is us, boy.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And they trying to do that and whatever. We're in the space whereby we're influencing our own sound. Because now hip-hop guys are trying to do it, are doing hip-hop with the piano sound. You see?
Yeah.
So, may I just cut everyone off? We focus on who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if, let's say I cut off everything that's Western and then we just put in Africans. Must know what's happening in Ethiopia, in Somalia, Chad, all that stuff. Yeah. So we just need to, as long as we're familiar with what's around us, I'm happy with that.
Okay. Mm. So that's what you'll do if you are the president.
That's one of the things I'll remember as I continue.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's awesome stuff. So, yeah, besides that, do you have any last words?
I mean, everyone must just be happy.
Yeah, yeah. They must just be happy.
Summertime is around the way.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, hey, yeah, yeah. Myself, I don't have a lot to say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spike was delicious, basically said the most. Yeah, mm-hmm. did the most. He, the man.
Yeah,
the
must stop when I start rambling.
Yeah, so, yeah, for myself, I think, yeah, just as an individual, yeah, work on the character.
Mm,
we should work on ourselves, yeah. Because if we're able to sort out ourselves and, yeah, fix ourselves, you know, basically to the extent where I remember I was speaking to a leader and the leader said, he was saying it to me. It's like, be that individual who's ready for the opportunity. You want to be in a position where you're ready for an opportunity and you're able to take it, then the opportunity coming to you and you're not ready.
True.
Like, yeah, that's actually true. Especially when you're in a position where you can actually make sure that you're ready. Because now you'll be sitting there thinking, yo, I could have done this and I was not be ready. Yet I didn't do it.
So
and the opportunity came.
What he's saying is that you must invest in the, you know, the battery ever ready. Yeah.
Okay, there was an ad right there. Yeah, make sure you go and get that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's from my side. Yeah. Right here with me, Fearless Eagle and Spikos Delicious. We are going to sign out. Yeah. Make sure you share the show with the world that is out there. Yeah, the rest of your world, give it to them as a present gift. Do whatever that you need to do. If it's good morning. If it's good afternoon. If it's good evening. And if it's good night. Love now you can sleep, because you've listened to us, the topic, and invest in yourself. Peace out and God bless.
But you don't do for me, you provide for me, you will fight for me. Help me know you deeper, let me hear you clearer. I beg you, pull me closer, I'll make you my friend, my lover. Help me know you deeper, I want to hear you clearer. I beg you, pull me closer, I'll make you my friend, my lover. Cause there's no one like you. I give myself away, I give myself away, make you use me, oh. I give myself away, I give myself away, make you use me, yo. I give myself away, I give myself away, make you use me, yo. I give myself away and I have no cares, I just wanna make you use your body. Oh yeah, make you use your body. Use me like a pita and pollo. Me and no one riches, I no one fame, oh God, it is you that I want to. Oh yeah, make you use your body. Use me like a pita and pollo. Special. I don't know what I did to get this blessing. Yeah, no. And when I'm walking through the desert, I know I won't be stressing. No. Cause even when the sun don't shine, no. And even when the rain is falling, it's okay cause I know you're my no. It's only your name I'm calling. See now you and they make me dance, no. Make me dance like this, like that, no. I give myself away, make you use me, yo. I give myself away, I give myself away, make you use me, yo. I give myself away and I have no cares, I just wanna make you use your body. Cause your love is so overwhelming, I know I'm undeserving, but I'm wrapped up in your grace, I'm off the enemy's grave. Cause your love is so overwhelming, I know I'm undeserving, it's the 80s.
what you want from a boy like me. Give myself away, I'll give myself away, make you use me, yo. I'll give myself away, I'll give myself away, make you use me, yo. I'll give myself away, I'll give.